Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged. And the measure with which you measure will be the measure out of you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eyes, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eyes? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your eye? You hypocrites. Remove the wooden beam from your eyes first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eyes." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord. My dear friends, this morning's reading, first reading, about the call of Abraham. This happened when Abraham, as a patriarch, at this time, he never knew God. He never knew whom God was. And as a patriarch, he has many positions, a lot of lands, a lot of livestock, so many things. But God called him. "Now, Abraham, move to where I will send you." And Abraham said, yes. He did not ask, "Oh, why must you move me? I have so many livestock. I have so many things with me." But because of his obedience, today, we know him as the father of faith. So we have to learn how to obey authority. While this reading was going on, I remembered, you know, how the priests are being assigned. When you are called to go to this parish, you have to say yes, right? So, it is what it is. In the Gospel of today, Jesus talks about judging people. And oftentimes, we tend to confuse being judgmental and giving correction. We tend to confuse the two. When I was in a seminary, there was this seminarian that at the end of the academic year, a report was written about him. And in that report, the formators wrote that this seminarian is good for nothing. It's good for nothing. And they sent the report to the bishop of the seminarian. And the bishop read the report. He called this seminarian, "Hey, your formators say that you are good for nothing." And the bishop asked him, Do you eat food very well? He said, "Yes." The bishop said, "Okay, if you can eat food very well, that is, you are good in something." And the bishop replied the report to the seminary and told them, he wrote, "You guys say that he is good for nothing. Well, that is why I sent him to you, so that you can form him, so that he can become useful. And besides, if he was able to eat food very well, that means he is good in something. Therefore, I am sending him back to you." My dear friends in Christ, this story reminds us that when we judge people, what it means is we condemn in totality that person. And this is different from correction. When we are correcting people, we correct out of love. And we are bound to correct someone who is doing the wrong thing. Because we cannot be there and someone is going astray and we keep our mouth shut. Because when we correct, the person will say, "Oh, why do you judge me?" Correction is different from judgment or from being judgmental. When we are judgmental, it means we condemn the person outrightly, forgetting that we ourselves, we are not perfect. So because we are not perfect, when someone is doing wrong around us, what we need to do is to draw the person's attention to that wrongdoing, but with love. And not condemning the person, "Oh, you are good for nothing. You don't know how to do this. You don't know how to do that. You are a disgrace." That is being judgmental. But when someone is doing wrong, what we need to do, bring the person closer. Try to explain so that the person can understand and by himself make a decision. And this process is correcting someone out of love. So my dear friends in Christ, today Jesus tells us not to judge. What he means is that we should not be condemning people. But he didn't say that we should not correct people. So let us get it very clear. Because at times, parents, we are afraid to correct our kids. We are afraid to remind them the best thing or the right thing to be done. Maybe when we try to do that, they will say, "Oh, you are judging me." And we became scared. And we allow them to do whatever they want. No. As a parent, it is your responsibility to look after your child. Make sure that your child is doing the right thing. When a child is doing the wrong thing, you have to call him or her to order. You have to remind him that this is not good, but while you are doing that, it must be with love. Because if we are there and we allow our kids to behave the way they want, and we are afraid of not being tagged judgmental, and the child misbehaves, we are not being a good parent to that child. We have to always stand on the truth. And when we are correcting, we have to understand that we are not perfect. When someone is doing wrong, we have to have a conversation with that person and not to keep our mouth shut. Because if you keep our mouth shut, that means we are culpable. But when we try to have a conversation, we are doing the right thing. We are helping the person not to be led astray. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us pray this Mass for the grace to have the courage to understand our responsibilities, to make sure that we are here to help each and every one of us, and also not to condemn other people, because we are not perfect. While we are correcting, we have to do that with love.